Programs, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. We're in Los Angeles, and I'm here with Johnny from, well, a lot of things. Polar Moon Mon, Ashes Divide, Kill Hannah, and shit, didn't you do something with Nine Inch Nails?
I didn't do anything with Nine Inch Nails. But
oh, wait, it's the Perfect Circle dudes, right?
Yeah. It's Ashes Divide. Yeah.
And TV's Ryan Dunn.
Hello.
And, Nikki B from the Dead and Gone 69 Eyes video and her brother Warren. And first of all, Dunn and I just got back from England for a Spike TV show, and God damn, man. It's this thing called the Tough Guy Competition, and I honestly don't know why anyone would ever... A, do it, but B, pay to fucking do it.
It's basically a grouping of the worst possible things you could do. They threw them all together in one day, and people paid to do it.
How much is it?
Oh, it's expensive.
Wait, $600 for 4 hours of pure torture and agony? Where the fuck do I sign up? That's what it is.
Why don't I just kick myself in the face, give myself AIDS, and I'll call it a Sunday?
Like,
I'll call it quits there.
If I wasn't filming it for a TV show, like, if I was just doing it just to do it, I would never. Like, I need to have that shit on film if I was even going
to
do it.
So what kind of shit are you expected to do in this?
All right, first of all...
It was done. It is finished. I don't like that expected thing, because I don't want to go the hell back. And I didn't even do anything. I ran 13 feet and said, no, thank you.
Wait, you quit?
Oh, hell yeah.
We flew him first class to goddamn England just for him to show up and be like, yeah, literally not even 1 minute of running. Yep, I quit.
When he says we, he means somebody flew me first class. It's probably bum that I didn't. Well,
No, because me and Tim O'Connor did it, and it's not really about... I mean, dude, honestly, the actual competition will probably be 5 minutes out of the show.
Who wants to watch three guys just run for 3 hours? So,
well, that's the
I
thing,
took it upon
yeah.
myself to add comedy to the show, you see, and I quit and proceeded to heckle them the whole way. They didn't even remember seeing me. There was like a fire pit he had to jump over top of, and so, I grabbed a hot dog
to
cook
it. So what are the
it.
Obstacles?
So here you go. So keep in mind, it's fucking February in England, North England, which is
it's freezing.
So it's a goddamn
Wolverhampton, right?
Wolverhampton. Yeah. It's snowing. It's right by Birmingham, but it's 6 mile run through like mud and shit like that. And so once you're done the 6 mile run, which takes forever, then you start doing this shit where you have to run through an icy moat pit. Like it was frozen, so we had to break through the ice to go through it.
Oh,
so like,
man.
Yeah, and not once, 40 times, and you're up to your neck. It sucked, and then you have to dunk your head through these the logs.
Yeah,
there's... 4 times, and like it's so fucking cold that like I honestly didn't know who I was or what was going on after the fourth one. I got out and somebody put tinfoil on me because I was like getting hypothermia.
Do they have medics there?
Everywhere.
So
there
was heart stop?
They said, I don't know if I believe them, but they said there was a medic. There was one medic for every contestant.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were all over the place.
And they have, so then you run through a field of fire that lasts like, yeah, field of fire. But you're,
that's
I was
logical.
I was kind of looking forward to it after that because I'm like freezing cold. So I'm like, I'll run through this fire all day long. Like I probably won't even feel it because I'm so cold. My legs are numb. Jeez. So then you have to climb up these crazy wood contraptions that are probably like 40 feet tall, and then you have to climb down and then climb back up, climb down.
In between those crazy wooden contraptions is a bunch of electrified tentacles hanging down, so you get electrified between that.
And you're wet, so it hurts even worse.
Dude, I'm with Dunn. I probably would have quit in the first fucking 10 seconds.
I have no pride. I was out of there.
I wouldn't have been able to do any of that.
So you think you're going to win this tough guy thing? Hell no, look at me. I just want to get through the fucking thing.
They're like, you're going to run through all this. I was like, unless I'm running through all that to get to a bar, like the last bar on Earth, then
Before Armageddon.
Yeah. Maybe if you put a bar at the end, or if a big, large thing was chasing me, then possibly. But I'm not doing it for pride.
But honestly, there's like buff ass, like, Marine dudes who like carry like an extra 30-pound backpack just to like train, and they're all like, fucking hey, let's do this. You know, it's like, like, what are you
way
thinking?
Too much testosterone going on.
What else?
Do you get anything if you win this?
Self-satisfaction and an attaboy sticker.
Fuck that.
Like, you don't win anything. You win a tiny, like, a little medal. Was it even made of gold?
Hell no, it wasn't made of gold, and I stole one. I have one in my bag right now. You didn't have to finish that shit to get one.
See you guys
stole
at the
one.
Hell yeah.
I'll see you guys at the pub. I already got my fucking
I did. At the end, when he got to the end of the race, I was smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer with a medal around my neck.
Yeah, you actually, when we were at the Pit of Fire, you were sitting there grilling a hot dog over the fire, and he's like, hey, and I said something, and you're like, do you even remember seeing me at the Pit of Fire? I'm like, not at all. He's like, we talked and made eye contact. I'm like, dude, I was so out of it, I don't.
Do you remember when I ran up next to you with the coffee?
Yeah, I splashed it in my face.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's like, hey, do you want any coffee? I'm like, fuck yeah. And then I just keep going.
But you told me that you were running by and some fan said something like, hey, bam.
Oh, yeah. Like, I come out of the freezing cold water, like, so fucking fed up and over it.
Hey, bam, can I get an autograph? No. Bam.
Hey, bam, can I have an autograph, please? Huh? Fuck you. Like,
just run.
I'm like, what? Fuck you. What?
It was more like, fuck you.
Not to mention, we had to stay in, like, a tent for one night in this cold-ass weather, and we were sitting by the fire and stuff like that, and the night before, I put a tarantula in Dunn's beer.
Oh,
so,
man.
You know, in order for him to get me back, which was 10 times worse, I go into this tent where there's no light, so I can't see anything, so I just kind of... I put my head on this thing, which I think is a pillow, and then it starts to move.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I, like, break the whole tent, dive out, smack my face on the ground, and then Dunn goes in, and out comes a fucking python.
It was a 10-foot ball python.
And I fucking hate snakes.
That's
so
right,
like,
you hate snakes, dude.
That thing
dude,
had a head like a football. That thing was awesome.
What happened to him?
What happened to who?
Dead?
No, the snake?
Yeah.
Hell no. I'd kill my buddies before I kill that snake. No, the spider's still alive, too.
You didn't drink him?
No. I mean, you couldn't fit him in my mouth. That thing was like a foot long. That spider, that spider was
huge.
You
know itchy from? They got them itchy little, they flick hairs at you and make you...
No, that spider was awesome.
Yeah, they're cool.
What?
Tarantula.
Oh, that tarantula, yeah.
He was cool. And
was
I was
cool.
Shit-tossing, I was wearing my underwear.
Let me get a pet tarantula, because...
I don't want one as a pet, but...
Because we'll be friends.
So you couldn't see anything.
So you could be friends with a dog or a cat, but, like, come on.
If
a tarantula doesn't give a shit about you, and
like,
it never will.
If you turned on a light, if you had, like, a flashlight in the tent, and you saw that you were sleeping on a python, what would happen?
Exactly what did happen.
Yeah.
He tore that tent to pieces.
Because I couldn't get out. Like, I couldn't find the zipper, and I wanted to get out of there as soon as I can. So I'm, like, stabbing through the mesh, like, ripping the whole thing to fucking shreds. And then as soon as I get out, my foot gets caught on the thing, and I smack my face on the cold fucking snowy ground.
He liked you.
Yeah.
And the worst part is you got to react to the snake. I didn't get to react to the spider too bad because I was shit-tossed. I barely remember the tarantula.
Speaking of shit-tossed, so... Me and Tim went skating at this park called Stockwell.
Bar, yeah.
Yeah, but so he tells me what bar he's at, which is called Dirty Dicks. Like, that's what it was called.
Wait,
for real.
No,
this is in London. Right before the contest. But so I come down, it's like just getting dark, and he's shit tossed.
It's a basement bar too.
He's in his whitey tighties and a wife beater at the bar and boots. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck happened to your pants? He's like, Patrick has him.
Oh, no, his name was Carrie.
Carrie has him.
Now, like, meanwhile, Carrie's like a 55-year-old gray, like, sailor dude sitting at the bar.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, what happened? I lost a gentleman's bet. I'm like, well, where are Carrie's pants? I don't know. Carrie, where are your pants? And he just goes, they're in the icebox. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, they're just doing bet after bet, whether it's like darts or arm wrestling or fucking like.
Apparently, I'm a bad gambler because all I had on was my underwear. Then we decided, nobody in that bar was happy with the situation either.
So after a bunch of Crown Royale, we decided to go to the London Bridge and jump off of it into the Thames River. And yeah. It's a blizzard and it's midnight. And like, I'd say 9 other people did it with us.
Oh, you went down there with everybody. I should have.
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to do it. And then I'm getting ready. I'm like introing it. I'm like, all right, so here we go. We're all going to jump into this fucking river and it's going to suck. And then Dunn, and I'm like, yeah, I said we're preparing to. And then Dunn just comes out in his undies and he's just like, I'm not preparing for anything. I'm drunk. And then he holds his nose and jumps in before everybody else does.
I did a cannonball.
A cannonball.
A cannonball.
Please tell me you guys filmed this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it'll be on the Spike show. It's called Bam's World Domination. Oh, yeah. And then as soon as we get off the plane, I go, so here we are in London. Boom, I just get nailed by a taxi. And then I got hit by a double-decker bus.
You didn't get hit.
No, I hit
the double-decker bus.
The double-decker bus comes up to like let people on and off, and I just run full speed at the driver, and he's like, what is this dude doing? I just go kunk right on the window and just fall to the ground. My glasses go flying, my boot goes flying.
Dude, there was an old woman standing there that had no idea what was happening. Her world turned around. She was confused for a good like 5 minutes. She's just like,
what in the devil's going on?
Oh, she was blown away. Yeah, you really cross-threaded that old lady.
And the driver was just so fucking confused. You've probably never seen anything like it. Like, because you see me coming from far and I'm just running full speed at him, making eye contact, and then once I get there, kunk, then I just fall.
Like, bloody Yankees.
Then Dooner had to go up and see if he would sign a release form to be on it, and the dude's like, fucking get the fuck out of my face. Like, no, I'm not going to sign this. Like, he just ran right into my bus and confused the shit out of me. Like, I'm not signing anything.
How long are you guys there for?
Like a week, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. It was like 8 days.
I've had some serious blackout moments all throughout England, all throughout the world, but yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely England.
I've been to England right? About 10 times. I remember 2 of them.
Right.
You French kissed me, too.
Oh, stop complaining.
No, you have that fuzzy-ass three-sided dick duster, dude.
You liked it.
You got a womb broom.
Yeah.
Well, we're going from town to town, and we happen to go, there's a big sign that says Bychester. I'm like, we're in fucking Bychester? Let's do an intro. So I'm like, so here we are in Bychester. That Dunn just grabs me and starts making out with me. I'm like, ew! Then we pass a town called Gaydon, and I'm like, so here we are in Gaydon. Don't you dare do that again.
How's the weather putting chapstick on?
Preparing.
Getting all fluffed.
Who else was with you guys? Who's all that?
Tim O'Connor.
Yeah, he's a pro skater.
And then the crew, yeah.
He rides for Adidas. Yeah, it was a fucking fun-ass trip. I know it's going to... Dude, that's going to be an awesome-ass episode.
Yeah.
When's it air, do you know?
I don't know. It all depends because we have to film 7 more episodes.
Oh,
but we're filming Jackass 3D right now.
Right.
So whenever we have spare time, which is us supposed to be relaxing and healing so we could go film more.
Right.
Like, now we got to go hurt ourselves for someone else.
Oh, shit.
And then go to Jackass back for more.
Yeah, speaking of, you guys have been in production for a few days now. Like, anybody get seriously hurt yet?
I am.
I know you got busted.
I can't talk about what we're doing, but,
right.
Yeah, I'll just say that I fell on my fucking face so hard doing this stunt that, like, the medic actually said that, like, my shoulder, like, shifted over and, like, and it's going to be, like, tough to, like, put it back. Like, it'll take, like, loads of time.
Well, yeah. People will love it.
Yeah, the only thing that helps is fucking Crown Royale.
Yeah.
Mm.
We had a lot of that.
Crown Royale, don't tease.
Did you know that my hotel at the Roosevelt, I opened up the window to have a quick smoke, and I look at the reflection of where I'm at. I can see myself, I'm the tits of this massive billboard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That clear billboard that goes on the outside? Yeah.
I'm the left tit of a massive billboard. I'm right at, like, the nipple.
You can reach out and grab her nipple.
Yeah, I can reach out of my window and just grab it. I want to get a photo.
Dude.
Oh, dude, you got to open up the window. I'll go downstairs and take a photo from outside.
Yeah.
Your head will be her nipple.
And, oh, dude, right before
we should figure out who else used the other nipple and get the other person to come out of their window as well. Take a picture. Two heads replacing the nipples.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't. Yeah, I don't know who's in the other room.
Yeah, it'd be pretty difficult to find out.
Yeah.
I think I can handle for just one nipple head.
Start knocking on doors. Are you the right fucking nipple?
Oh, you have a photo of it?
Well, I was taking a video because I was grabbing her nipple at the time.
Oh.
I just wanted to see if I could do it.
All right, let's play a song.
What are you going to play?
The hymn album comes out, Screamworks, on Valentine's Day. So that's really soon. And their new single is called Heart Killer. So let's fucking rock. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Yeah, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. That was him, Heart Killer, new album Screamworks coming out on Valentine's Day. And so, yeah, I'm here with Johnny, Radke of many bands. As to Divide, Polar Moon, Kill Hannah, and TV's Ryan Dunn, and Nikki B of the 69 Eyes video, Dead and Gone. Now, Nikki.
Yes.
Why don't you explain this deal that happened at this 30 Seconds to Mars screening? Jared Leto invited us to this 20-minute premiere for all the fans, and then
was it a documentary?
Yeah, in the middle of him like introing what it is, what happened?
All right. Well, all of a sudden, I sound like a cop literally at the door pounding. This guy randomly comes in, holding this nicely wrapped package, smoking a cigarette.
Which you're not supposed to do in that place.
And he completely interrupted, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And then he goes up to Jared and just stares at him like with these crazy ass PCP
and
eyes.
He throws down this box like right in front of him.
At his feet. And then he said something like, fuck you, I hope you die, I hope I die, I hope everybody dies. Something like that. And then he just like walks off. And then my friend Natalie just goes, that's a fucking bomb, dude. And I'm like, no, it's not. That's some kid. And then I rethink
like
it. And I'm like, holy shit, this thing is going to fucking blow up in my face. So I just get up and bolt out the door, and then everybody else follows me. And then 20 police cars show up. The bomb squad shows up. They block down Melrose and Fairfax, like the whole thing. It's like a major ordeal.
Damn, dude.
Then they finally tracked down the kid and...
Oh, so they got him.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, what is in the box? And he's like, I don't know. Could be anything. Could be nothing. Could be explosives.
Oh, dude. So, like, kid's going to jail. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So the bomb squad disassembles his package all nicely and it turned out to be nothing. But even so, like
he just wasted half the city's time.
Exactly, dude. He's going to fucking jail for a long time.
Something strapped on the top of it. Like some perfume or something.
But the weirdest thing was, like, there was perfume taped to it and, like, tons of money. Like,
really?
Like, did you see how much it was?
No, I did not, no.
But there was money taped to it all over the box.
That's weird.
And the kid was saying, like, he's homeless and shit. And it's like, well, if you're homeless, why are you taping money all over some...
And buying perfume.
That's what made me think, like, this dude is taping money because he knows he's going to be dead in 5 seconds,
and
you know?
He said he looked just out of it, right?
Yeah, like, dude, you could tell he was on, like PCP
something,
or meth.
Something was all pasty white and his eyes were all glassed over.
Yeah, you got it. Like, you guys have probably had similar experiences with, you know, weird fans and shit like that. I know we have before. I mean, Kill Hannah... you know, we got death threats before, and we didn't take it seriously. We were like, yeah, whatever. And we had people like, you know, I think even Matt had to get his lawyer involved with, you know, somebody got his number, like his home phone number years ago, and wouldn't stop calling, and then was threatening to bring a gun to a show, whatever. And we just didn't think about it. And then apparently someone had told us that person actually had committed suicide. Like, so after a while, you have to start thinking, like, all right, there are people that are willing to do some...
Dude, I get so many letters and I don't read them, but like my grandpop does, and he writes back, and like he says that there's some like nutty people. There was like one note from Romania, and this girl was saying like, I'm her biggest fan, whatever, da 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 da, and she's gonna like kill herself if I don't write back or something like that. And it's like, dude, what do you do?
You can't.
Like, I don't even want to get involved in a person like that. So like.
Totally.
You know, what are you going to do?
I think you just have to, just not respond.
Dunn, what are you going to do? You can't just sit around standing there.
Well, it's got so depressing in here. I'm over here reflecting.
Well, I don't know. I'm stupid. I mean, you know, so jeez. Now you know.
Yeah, so you got shit on my birthday cake.
What's up with...
Good day.
Hey, what the fuck is up with not being able to drink on the set of Jackass? We used to get shit hammered.
Really?
Yeah, because...
Who said that?
Because Steve-O's been 2 years sober and he doesn't want to see beer on the set. It's like, well, who the fuck do you think you are, dude? You know, like...
Man.
I mean, he's cool and all, but fucking A, if I want to sip on a beer, like...
Yeah.
Screw you, dude. You know?
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah, so now I got
a completely dry set.
Yeah, and like, you know, when you're about to
hurt yourself,
like do something like the fucking riot bomb, then I insist that I have a shot of Crown Royale. All
right.
You know, like, oh well, Steve's in the background, and no, well, I don't care. Then I don't care.
So what do you do?
I have a car on standby, and I go out to it, and I sip on it, and then I go back in.
Yeah.
But we're usually in the middle of nowhere filming, so, like, once I'm there, I'm fucking doomed if I don't have anything.
Yeah, totally. That seems a little weird.
But it seems, like, you know, like Tremaine and Shauna and stuff like that. Like, god damn, dude, I just want to go get a beer real quick. Like, don't go get a beer and don't come back. You know, it's just like, what's the big deal? The last movie, Jackass 2, we were sponsored by Miller and it was everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere. You know?
I didn't know Steve-O was sober. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
2 years.
Over 2 years, yeah. Right.
Completely?
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't even smoke anymore either.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, he's clean as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay. He looks good.
Yeah.
Hell, I like him better sober. Yeah. A lot better. Jesus Christ. I didn't even like looking at him back when he was on the shit.
Yeah.
So is everybody back? Can you tell, like, is everybody
involved? Yeah, same cast.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think we're going to have a lot of cool, like, cameos, though. Like, we're going to do something with Michael Phelps and, I think, Frodo from Lord of the Rings. And, you know, we want to get people like, you know, Jack Nicholson or something. Like big dudes, yeah. You know, like, not like, I don't know. But, yeah, Tremaine said that it's happening. I just don't know what stunts. Well, they're not going to do stunts, but they'll, like, intro it and be a part of it.
You should get Clooney, man.
He'd probably be into it.
Totally.
Yeah, I bet you would, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
He seems like a stand-up dude.
Yeah.
He seems like he'd do it.
I came into the Roosevelt the other night, and my shirt is fucking covered in blood. I have cuts on my hands. I have these boots on that are, like, barely on, and my one pant leg is up with a big ice pack on it with an ace bandage tied around it. And then Nikki's right behind me, and for some reason, there's blood all over her cheek. So we just come in looking like fucking pure hell, you know? And I didn't even feel like going up to my room to change and shower. I was like, I'm going straight to the fucking bar, dude.
Yeah, we so, like that all night long.
So, you know, like the Roosevelt, there's all these dudes in like nice suits trying to look all handsome and all this stuff. We come in like fucking pure shit show.
Like 28 like, days later.
Yeah. Dude, people look at us like we just raped their firstborn. Walk in the door, they're like, hell no.
No. And then, like, you know, some people start figuring it out, and then, you know, they want to come up and chit chat. And, dude, people in that place are so much like, oh, man, like, I know what you're doing, you're filming, like, I want to hang out. Look, I want to let me get your number, man. Like, yeah. I'm trying to do something. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to come up.
Like, it happened the other day. Well, somebody asked me for my phone number. Like, two different people asked me for my phone number. Like, yeah, I'm a promoter. Let me get your phone number. I'll hook you up. I'm like,
what do you promote?
No. Like, I don't even ask them what they promote. Yeah. I just know I'm not gonna give them the number. And then they get mad at me. Oh, I see how it is, man. Yeah, it's cool. You're too big for me. I'm like,
why?
I know who the fuck you are. Out of my room, dude.
Like, even if I wasn't anybody, if you came up and was like, yo, let me get your number, who the fuck are you? No way. Like,
but now I'm a dick because I'm not wearing my phone number on my shirt.
Yeah.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Fucking wait. Oh, yeah, so this dude, you know, like,
why do you gotta be like,
I'm trying to come up, like, trying to come up. What do you do? Like, are you a good musician? Are you a good singer? Like, I don't know, man. I'll do whatever. Like, I'm just trying to come up. Well, you got to figure out what the fuck you're going to do first.
So you're every human on Earth after birth before death. Congratulations. Yeah. It's called ambition, asshole. Yeah, we all have it. Trying to come up.
How wasted was I on the flight?
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, yeah. I got to hear this.
You can talk about that.
All right.
I'm literally still worn out from it. I'm mentally worn out from our flight from London to here.
Let me just say that it's Virgin Airlines, which is pretty much the greatest airline I've ever been on.
Yeah,
and
especially if you fly overseas.
In first class, there's a fucking bar that you could just sit at the whole time. You don't even have to be in your seat. So, like, of course, I'm like, well, fucking A, right? Give me 12 red wines, you know? So, then, after that, like, I'm already blacked out and, like, some Iranian chick comes up and she's just like, I saw her like take some. I'm like, what did you just take? She's like, oh, I took a sleeping pill. I'm like, well, give me one. So then I take it and then all that red wine kicks in, dude. I fall asleep at the bar in the 40,000
aisle. Miles
and my shirt was like off too. Like it was like hanging up because I had this like button down thing. So it was like off and the stewardesses were all picking me up, five of them, trying to get me to my bed, and like it just wasn't happening at all. And
So they keep on looking at me like I'm the solution to the problem. Like, I am hiding in my little area. There's like a little cubby where they have like beds on there. I'm like hiding in there. Got my fucking hoodie on and headphones on, just trying to disassociate myself from the whole situation. But sure enough, they'd come over. Excuse me, can you help us? I'm like, God damn it! All right, yeah, I'm gonna help you, but it's not gonna end. So I think we should all just deal with the fact that he's sleeping in the hallway. That's it. He's gonna go back there. So yes, I'll pick him up. So I pick him up, put him in the bed. Lay back down. I'm like counting down. 3, 2, 1. Boom. Of course, he's back in the hallway. They come back up to me. Hey, can you help me? I'm like, really? You're going to go back and eat the electrified cheese again? You're that mouse. All right, let's do this. And we get back up and
then
do it
again. Said that I have to piss. I'm like, dude, I got to piss. And the stewards are like, oh, God, we just got him here. But, you know, it's better than him pissing the bed, you know? So they take me to the bathroom. And I'm in there for like, I fell asleep in there.
Oh, yeah.
I full-blown fell asleep in the bathroom.
The door.
Yeah, and then finally...
No, the door was unlocked. They had one stewardess standing in front of it to keep people from going in there.
Yeah. But
wait, so they just let you sleep at home?
Well, it must have been like 20 minutes, you know. They probably just... But like when they opened up the door, because I wasn't responding, so like I was just sitting there sleeping. Like
pants down.
Dude, I've never been that out of it at all. Like when I woke up, Dunn told me what happened. I kind of remember in and out what happened, but like, you know, I just said to the stewardess, I was like, dude, I apologize. Like, that chick over there gave me a sleeping pill. I didn't know what it was. I didn't ask any questions, but it kicked my fucking ass. Like,
yeah, dude.
There's like the older ladies sleeping on the plane. Like, they've been asleep for like 5 hours, and he's going up rubbing their faces.
Yeah, I was rubbing faces of people in first class sleeping, and I'm just like rubbing
just
their
walking
face
up to him. And imagine waking up with his face like 2 inches from your face. I can't, like, I was waiting for the explosion to happen, like somebody punch him or scream.
Like,
or,
I would have cared.
No, like, it's not you that cares. You wouldn't even fucking know, and it's everybody else on the plane. It has nothing to do with you at that point.
Yo, man, I'm gonna fucking punch you. Dude, I've just been around the fucking ringer, dude. Oh, you're gonna punch me out.
I wasn't worried about you being punched. I was worried about the puncher. Like, that would be the reaction, you know? Like, everybody else has to deal with it. Nobody was concerned with your well-being. They were concerned with getting the fucking plane on the ground and getting home.
So after the plane landed, everything was cool? They accepted your apology? Nothing?
No, half of them did. There was two of them that actually said to me, they're like, if I ever see you guys on one of our flights, I'm not going to be the stewardess.
So
on
how
it.
Long is this flight?
11 hours.
11 hours.
Yeah, 11 hours of this.
But I was I was telling the ones that I've been talking to, like the ones, well, I forgot their names. Anna, her name was. I was telling her, I'm like, dude, I'm never. When I woke up, I was like, I'm never like this on a flight. Like that sleeping pill, whatever it was
you got
from. It was like an Iranian chick with some gnarly ass sleeping pill, yeah. and it just like instant sleep, like just dead weight, like I couldn't move.
Yeah,
like, it was like getting roofied, kind of
like how it happened to me.
Plus 12 red wines on top of that.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude,
you're not gnarly. Supposed to drink with stuff like that.
No shit, Sherlock, but I was blacked out. Like, dude. I'm blacked out the last thing. Oh, I'm not supposed to flirt.
Maybe I should listen to the voice of reason. There was no voice of reason. You were shit tossed.
Let's play a song from one of your bands.
Yeah, let's do Ashes Divide.
Which track?
The Stone.
The Stone.
Yeah.
And what album's that on?
That's on Keep Telling Myself It's All Right.
Well, then fucking A, go buy it,
yeah,
ladies
go
and
buy
gentlemen.
It. It's out on iTunes everywhere.
All right, here we go. Radio Bam Series 28 Facts. doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Yeah, that was my new group, Ashes Divide, fronted by Billy Howardell of Perfect Circle. And this is, I just started playing with these guys, like, in August. It's been going really fucking well. And we have our first show Friday, February 12th, at the Galaxy Theater in Santa Ana.
Damn it, I'm leaving on the 10th.
I know. So that's why maybe you should come to a rehearsal this week.
Just fuck.
So we'll give you your own private show.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool, because, I mean, I would stay, but, like, once I go home on the 10th, I'm only there for, like, four days, and then I got to go out and film more, so, mm-hmm. like...
Well, you'll be seeing more of us. This is my first show with this band, and the other members are also in Maynard's other band, Pussifer, so they're going to be going back out on tour as well pretty soon, so we're going to have, like, a month off, and then hopefully start touring, all that shit, and then actually have some time to finish up Polar Moon, which I've been slacking on that as well.
All right, you know how I said I can't talk about what we're doing on Jackass?
Yeah.
Well, I can talk about one thing because they put it to an end in a heartbeat, but we've been making these 7 a.m. Call times, which, like, kick your ass after 4 days, because I usually wake up at 12, you know? So
yeah.
Me and Dust show up all hungover on whiskey, and we decide it's a good idea to call 911 on Aaron, because I'm like 911, I'm like, yeah, there's this guy here, you know, and he's like a crazed super fan, and he won't leave, and he keeps talking, like, to all the cast members, and we simply just can't take it anymore. We want a restraining order. So, you know, they're on the way, a helicopter flies by on the set, and then, you know, Tremaine's just like, dude, did you really call 911? I'm like, fucking A, right, I did. They're on the way. And then he's like, you got to cancel it right now. So then I simply did cancel it, so I know it won't be in the movie, but, right. Like, that's just the type of, like, bonkers shit that we're going for.
Fuck yeah, dude. I cannot wait to see the completed product.
In 3D.
In 3D, mind you. That's going to be sick.
Well, shit, I think it's time to go. So, Dunn, why don't you give this last... why don't you play a song?
None of your fans want to listen to what I listen to. What do you want me to play?
Well, all right, play your favorite Waylon Jennings song.
Any of them? No, they don't want to listen to that shit. Play the new Company Band.
All right. Let's do Zombie Barricades, and we're signing off. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Later.
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 friends are dead. Got kicked in the head.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Band.
Radio Band.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.